You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bible's First Samuel, if you'll turn there, please. And I'll get right on the message tonight, 1 Samuel. What a great crowd of those little kids you have in church tonight. Wonderful crowd. And a great crowd in church tonight. God's going to do something very special this year for our church. I just believe that He is, and He already has done it. And I believe that God's going to work in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. I hope that you believe that as well. We're going to read some scripture together, and let's go back to chapter 17. Chapter 17. And let's read verses 1 through 10 together. 1 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 10, the story of David and Goliath. Ready? Begin. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. And Saul, verse 2, I forgot that was a hard verse. That's why I had you read it, I guess. Well, you did a good job. Verse 2, ready, begin. As Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you for the precious word of God. And I pray that tonight as I preach it, that it find lodging in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak to you tonight on the subject of vision. Brother Reimers reiterated in Sunday school teachers meeting tonight, my definition of vision. Vision is taking a picture of the future and bringing it into the present. It's picturing how it could be or how it should be in the very immediate future. Everyone must have a vision for your life. You must have a vision if you have a business. You must have a vision if you have a job. You must have a vision if you're a school teacher. Every person here must have a vision. Vision is simply picturing how it could be or how it should be in the immediate future. A vision is simply, to say it together, picturing how it could be or should be in the immediate future. Do you have a vision? Without a vision, people perish. There needs to be a vision in all our life. What's your vision for your son? What's your vision for your daughter? I don't know, and I don't know if you know what they're called to do. I did know early in my son's life that God was calling to be a pastor. I knew that when he was in second grade, I guess. I just knew it, but I never told him. And I've never discussed it with them. I never said, now, Tim, you know you're supposed to be a pastor. I wanted God to call him. And that day, many years ago, God called him in San Francisco, California. We had a college at a church up there. There was preaching going on. And he walked forward, surrendered to serve God. I don't think I've still told him, maybe he knows by now, but I never told him that I that was my vision for his life. I had a vision for Tiffany, that she'd be a pastor's wife or a full-time servant's wife. I've had a vision for Tabitha, that she'd be a pastor's wife. And God's fulfilled that vision in all of their lives. I'm so very excited about it. Is it cold in here? How many are cold? I see a lot of hands going up here. Is Brother Kevin, just if you'll work on it, just bump it up a little bit, because I want to be here for 3 hours with this message. But just to picture how it should be or could be. Every parent needs, don't have a vision for your own life. Well, I'm not happy. Well, get over it. Well, he's not good to me. Well, she's not good to me. Get over it. If you have children, get a vision for their life and live for their life. I know a family, you're here tonight. I said several weeks ago, it was Christmas time, I think you were gone when I said it. I believe that you're living with a man of God. A man of God. I believe that. He's only in first, second, third, fourth grade. I won't tell you what grade. But it's just a young person. I believe God's touch is on his life. I've seen that. I've seen it all my ministry, where sometimes I've seen it where people rebel. I'm not going to serve God. I'm not going to serve God. I'm not going to serve God. And they wind up destroying their life because they are so focused, I'm not going to serve God. I'm going to get far away from the things of God. I'm not going to serve God. You know, in the Bible, Abraham had a vision. He had a vision for a land of Israel. God put that vision on his heart. Noah had a vision. For 120 years, he built that ark. And Noah had a vision, and he spared 8 families. I think of Joseph in chapter 37 through 50 of Genesis. He had a vision for his family. He dreamed a vision, and he had a vision that his brothers were going to come and worship before him, and they did that in time. But he had to go by way of the prison, and he had to go by way of difficulty in life. But he had a vision. Joshua had a vision in all these cities, Jericho and Ai and Shechem, and one city after another he conquered because he had a vision for that. In our Bible, we will read it real soon here. Gideon had a vision to beat the Midianites. And they had a vision to beat them with 300 soldiers. I think of Nehemiah, who had a vision to put a wall around Jerusalem. And I think of David right here, just a youth, the youngest in his family. But he had a vision. And he lived that vision. D.L. Moody was talking to his son, and he said, son, and he was dying. He said, son, if God is your portion, make large plans. Make large plans. I know our college students aren't here, but just a few of you, but you few college students are here. Get a huge plan for your life. God's going to use you to be a pastor of a church. Build an independent, fundamental, separated, Bible-believing Baptist church. Build a strong church. Build a church that has conviction. Our president, one reason he was voted in, I believe so overwhelmingly, is because he had a vision. He said, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to deport these gang members and get them out of our country. And he has a vision. And people bought into it. Now, I want to say tonight, with this vision that's before us, it's not a vision if it's easy. If it's easy, it's not a vision. Turn back with me to chapter 17, verse number 8, 9, and 10. And he stood and cried under the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine and your servants of Saul? Choose you out a man. Let him come down. If he be able to fight with me and kill me, we will be your servants. But if I prevail and kill him, then ye shall be our servants and will serve us. And the Philistines say, I defy the armies. Give me a man. I want to say, first of all, it's not a vision if it's easy. Here was not an easy responsibility that David was going to be taking. It was a hard situation. He was 9 foot 6 inches tall. He was a giant of a man. David was a ruddy man, a red man. He was a youth. He was a little man. When Saul saw him, he said, you're but a youth. You're a kid. Oh, but I tell you what entered his brain that day was a rock and a sling. And David defied, it's not easy. This thing of building this building, $2 million, it's not easy, but I guarantee it. I'll go on record tonight, January 12th, 2025, that when July 13th, 2025 comes, it will be built. You can mark it down. Well, we don't have the money. I know we don't, but there's a God in heaven that has all the money in the world. And all he has to do is kill one cow, we'll be okay. He owes the cattle on 1,000 hills. It's not a vision if it's easy. It's not a vision unless followers are afraid. You ought to be afraid of this $2 million challenge tonight. Look what the Bible says in verse number 11. And when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. You know, one reason you're the leader is that you just have one more measure of faith than the follower. That's all you have to have, just another measure. It can be done. It will be done. It must be done. That's what a vision, that's what a leader talks about. Vision, it can be done, it can be done, it will be done, it's going to be done. You watch it be done. We're going to reach Santa Clara this year. I don't know who's all going to get saved this year, but I tell you what, there are going to be people by the scores in Santa Clara coming to know Christ as their Savior. But say, well, I'm afraid, I'm not a good public speaker. Oh, but God can choose the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty. I'm afraid that we won't have enough money. I'm afraid we won't have enough manpower. I'm afraid that it's too much. Well, but take that packet tonight. Take that as a vision. And if you're afraid, just follow someone who's not afraid. Or someone who's afraid, but he's not talking about how he's afraid. Number three, it's not a vision if it doesn't ruffle feathers. You're going to ruffle some feathers. Look what the Bible says in verse 28. And when Eliabib, his eldest brother, heard that he spake unto the men, Eliabib's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou hither? With whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, that thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. You know, when you have a vision, everybody's not going to buy into it.
Yes, sir. Right, yes.
And there'll be some feathers that'll be ruffled. I don't know of one staff member we have that hasn't bought into the vision of this church. I don't know of one deacon, but there are some people that you say, I don't believe it can happen. This is too big. It's too astronomical what we're trying to do with pastors' conference. It's too big. It can't happen. Oh, you watch. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You watch 10,000 in church on Easter Sunday. 10,000 people in church on Easter Sunday. How is that going to happen? It's going to happen this year. We've had right at 9,000 the last 2 years. We'll have 10,000 this year. Law of God's people said, sure we will. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take shoe leather. It's going to take knocking on doors. It's going to take talking, passing 100,000 tracks in 1 week, that week before before Easter. But it, everybody won't do it. It will ruffle some folks' feathers. It's not a vision if there's no cause. Look what he says in verse number 29. David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" Is there not? This is our cause. Look, if we don't do this in Santa Clara, California, if we don't pray for the chief of police, the fire chief, the schools, if we don't pray for our leadership, if we don't pray for these that are in authority, who's going to pray for them? Who? What church in Santa Clara, California is going to pray for them? What church is going to go knock on the door and try to rescue their heart and rescue the perishing and care for the dying, snatch them from pity in the grave? What church is going to do it if we don't do it? It's not a vision if there's no cause. There is a cause tonight. It's not a vision if someone doesn't answer the call. Look what he says in verse 32. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. Thou art but a youth. He is a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept thy father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear. And I took out the lamb and a bear, it took out the lamb out of the flock, and I went after him, and I smote him, and I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and I smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this circumcised Philistine, shall he be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God?" This man, he didn't just speak against our church. He spoke against God. It's not a vision unless there's a David says, "Here am I, send me. I'll do that." This packet that you had, I asked on Wednesday night, are there 10 ladies? And those ladies came on Friday and assembled them for us. They answered a call. Amen. It could have got done, I guess, a staff, but a staff-run church is a staff-run church. The staff doesn't do everything. God's people, we work together. Amen. Number six, it's not a vision if there's no giant. There has to be something bigger than you. It has to be something bigger. Verse 41. And the Philistine came and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And the Philistine looked about and saw David. He disdained him. He was but a youth and ruddy and fair countenance. The Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog? Thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come unto me." He said to David, "Come unto me, and I will give thee flesh out of the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom he hath defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. And I will smite thee, and I will take thy head from thy carcass, the host, the Philistines, this day, and the fowls of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not by sword, not by spear, For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine rose that David came nigh to meet David. And David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. There has to be a giant. It's no vision if there's no giant. There has to be something bigger than you. Has to be something bigger than your wallet. Something bigger than your education. Something bigger than your smarts. Something bigger than your ability. Something bigger than that. That's what God wants to do. That's a vision. That's a vision. I want you to see number 7. It's not a vision if there's no trust in God. Verse 46 and 47, we read it, the battle's the Lord's. And lastly tonight, it's not a vision with no victory. There will be victory. Look at verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk in his forehead, and he fell upon the face of the earth. And David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. And he smote the Philistine and slew him. But there's no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him, cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted, pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sherem and even unto Gath and to Ekron. And the children of Israel returned after chasing the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, and he put his armor in his tent. And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the son of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, as thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, inquire, whose son is this stripling? And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine. And Saul said unto him, whose son art thou, young man? And David answered, I am thy servant of Jesse the Bethlehemite. You know, God gave a victory that day. But if there's not a victory, it's no vision. Because God's always in the winning business. You may have, and I may have, some detours along the way. We may have some brothers that accuse us falsely. We may have some followers that have fear. We may have something that's bigger than us. A child of God, when it's all said and done, a vision has to be bigger than you. God always wins with vision.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.